step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It is 8:31, 55 KRC CD Talk Station, and a very happy Wednesday to you. Wednesday's always made even happier because we are joined by, at this time, Judge Anna Napolitano, always offering wonderful and insightful commentary and analysis, which we're going to do today, no different than any other day. Welcome back to the program, sir. It's always a pleasure.
Good morning, Brian. How are you, my friend?
Doing great today. And I really appreciate, as I always do, your column. I think more so on this one. It's not the libertarian quandary, but this perfectly illustrates you really can't be on the side of Greg Abbott or Joe Biden when it comes to the vaccine mandates, because both of them have violated the Constitution and our freedoms and our liberties, Judge.
Right. Listen, I understand where Governor Abbott's heart is. He wants to uphold the right of conscience and the right of people to exercise their conscience and reject the vaccine without being punished by their employer. But in doing so, he's invaded private property. Now, Joe Biden has no problem invading private property because he belongs to an ideological group that does that all the time. So you have a conservative Republican Texas governor prohibiting employers from running their businesses the way they want, and you have a liberal Democrat president forcing businesses to do on their private property what they don't want to do. They're both invading private property. Both of these were done by edicts. Neither of this was done by legislation. Even if it had been done by legislation, it would be unconstitutional. But it shows you how divisive the vaccine issue is, and it shows you the extremes to which both sides will go in order to please their political base.
And so the answer to this would be, if you want action, it would have to be through the legislative process with the bill introduced by the House and, you know, the Senate, and them coming to agreement and then handing it over to the president for signature, or within the state, the same process happening. Then them saying, it's a matter of law right now. Here are the terms and conditions expressed in the law. Here's what we have told you have to do or you can't do. And then we're off to court to see if it passes constitutional muster, right?
Correct. That's the way it's supposed to work. But in the case of Governor Abbott and President Biden, although, to be honest, President Biden hasn't done this yet. He said a month ago he was going to do it, but he hasn't signed the executive order, and so there are no federal rules on this yet. But assuming he does do it, they both are doing it on their own. They're issuing an edict, calling it a law.
Yes.
And, of course, calling it a law doesn't make it a law. And then using the power of government to enforce the edict as if it were a law. People should be outraged at this.
Well, it's a reflection of our lack of civics in class, Your Honor. I mean, no one... I went to law school. You went to law school. You were a judge. We get this kind of stuff because we went over it again in more detail when we were in law school. But at least we learned it in the first instance in elementary school or K through 12. Any person with a fundamental understanding of the separation of powers and the way the constitutions of the nation as well as the states works knows that the executive branch doesn't wield this kind of power, and why we all stand around and abide, and why all these employers out there, these big employers with more than 100 employees, haven't yet seen an OSHA regulation. Joe Biden's edicts and mandates haven't been put down on paper, and yet they're doing it anyway. I mean, they're capitulating or following it and calling it law.
There's no courage anymore. People are terrified either of the disease or of the government. I'm not sure which is worse, to be honest with you. But look, we have a constitution for a reason. The government is a government of limited powers. The Congress writes the laws. The president doesn't. Even in Texas, the legislature writes the laws. The governor doesn't. How'd you like my one-liner about the dog? If you call a tail a leg, how many legs does a dog have? Almost everybody says five. No, it has four, because calling a tail a leg doesn't make a tail a leg any more than calling an edict a law makes it a law.
I love that. Yeah, it's like it's as if you sort of reimagined Orwell in Newspeak. It was a great way of putting it, Your Honor. Yeah, but ultimately, we can and go to court. Like, for example, if I was a business owner in Texas and I wanted to run my business one way, and Governor Abbott's order is interfering with it because I want a vaccine mandate or something, then I can go to court and point out exactly what you're saying. Move to right. Seek for an injunction because it's interfering with my business rights, or you just file a lawsuit and have it go through the regular practice. But because he does not have the legal authority, just because he's governor, we have an argument in court to void what he tells us to do or can't do.
And people should be aware of what's being done with the power that we've handed to politicians in public office. And people should be aware of how wantonly and blatantly they're willing to violate the Constitution. Some, like Governor Abbott, with, in my personal opinion, their hearts in the right place.
Yeah.
Others, like Joe Biden, just wants to get the vaccine numbers up so that it'll help his poll numbers. Look, his heart may be in the right place as well. I don't know. But both are willing to trample. This is not some esoteric rule.
No.
This is basic black letter law. In America, the chief executive doesn't write the laws. He enforces the laws that the legislature has written, period.
Yeah. Period. Well, it's funny, Your Honor, I have to interject sort of a little cul-de-sac point on this. Joe Biden does want to get the vaccine numbers up, except at the post office. And we were speculating, I had a caller earlier point that out. The post office isn't under any of these edicts or mandates yet. And we speculated maybe it was the union, their collective bargaining. They have a very strong position that you're interfering with our collective bargaining rights, which I think all unions can make that argument.
Right.
But the real reason is, we figured out sort of on our own, they don't want to mess around with the post office before Christmas time, because how angry the population would be if they didn't get their letters and packages delivered.
Right.
Anyway.
Right. Didn't the post office just announce the other day it's not going to take 5 days for a first-class mail? I thought it already did take 5 days.
Nice one, Your Honor. All right. Well,
one of Milton Friedman's favorite arguments when he was blasting the concept of government was, they can't even deliver the mail.
I know.
And you want them to fill in the blank, take care of health care.
Indeed. And they can't deliver them. They can barely deliver the mail, even though they go on the whole trillion or billions of dollars annually. That's crazy. Okay, look for Judge Anna Napolitano's column coming out tonight, midnight. Who writes the laws? It's a great read, as always. I wanted to address briefly, though, the concept of qualified immunity. The Supreme Court sided with two police officers, separate incidents, where the lower courts denied them qualified immunity, which is, they have limited liability when it comes to injuries you might sustain as a result of police behavior. And as long as they're operating within certain parameters, you can't sue a law enforcement officer for bodily harm or death for actions they do in the performance of their duties. Lots of liberals, leftist police reform folks want to get rid of qualified immunity completely, which that troubles me only because my sister was a police officer for 25 years, and I doubt she would have ever even entered law enforcement if she thought she'd be sued every single day she went to work. So what did the Supreme Court do the other day, and where do you see qualified immunity on a going-forward basis, Your Honor?
For the first time in 10 years, you and I disagree on something.
Yeah, I know.
I profoundly disagree with the concept of qualified immunity, and with deference and respect and affection to your sister. And even to my many friends who are in law enforcement, it just unleashes the police to engage in reckless and dangerous behavior. But here's what it says. It says that the police can use any force they want and any means they want to subdue a person or control a situation, except that which is expressly illegal. Now, many things are wrong, like
right.
putting your knee on someone's chest until they can't breathe, but they're not expressly illegal. in my view, if the police knew that they could personally be sued for that, they'd be more humane in the manner in which they treat people.
Well,
now, I don't know where this is going to go. This is a judge-created rule. It has since been codified in the law in many states.
Right.
Here we go again with the Constitution. The Democrats in the Congress want to make this unlawful. This is not a federal issue. Local police has nothing to do with the feds. This
Amen.
Is a state-by-state issue. As wrong as it is, if Ohio wants to have qualified immunity, they can have it. If New York wants to get rid of qualified immunity, they can get rid of it. It's not in the Constitution. It's not a federal issue, and the Congress should stay out of it. That, I suspect, we agree on.
Oh, all day long. Yeah, I guess the idea, if you're intentionally harming someone, qualified immunity is not going to get you around it.
No, if you're intentionally harming someone, qualified immunity is not going to get you around it.
Right.
But there's such a gray area of police behavior, which under the totality of the circumstances is wrong, but not expressly prohibited by the statutes. That should be for a jury to decide. It's not, and I was shocked at the Supreme Court's opinions because they're unanimous. And
yes.
I happen to know that three of the liberals and occasionally that libertarian, Neil Gorsuch, are not fans of qualified immunity, but they signed off on this. In fact, nobody signed off on it. These are two unsigned, unanimous opinions.
That was the real shocker for me as well, Your Honor. I really expected some measure of dissent on that and something, you know, in written form. There you go.
This is one of those areas where progressives and libertarians generally agree. Now, sometimes you got to swallow hard when you say that, when you think of other things that progressives believe in.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, this is why I call myself a little L libertarian, Your Honor. I believe in most all the core concepts of libertarian philosophy. It's just that I am worried that if we take away some measure of qualified immunity, and perhaps it should be, you know, limited to maybe a greater extent, it's tough enough getting people to sign up for the job of police officer now.
That I agree with you. It is tough enough.
Get that much harder.
To get people to sign up for that job. Is your sister still a police officer?
No, she retired. Full pension. She was a lieutenant when she retired, and she's seen it all, Your Honor, and very proudly served the Cincinnati Police Department. Very proudly.
Oh, I love her.
You got it. Your Honor, have a great day. Until next Wednesday, best of health to you, sir.
Right back at you, Brian. Thank you.
Thanks, man. 842-55.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.